This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Friday that it was up to Hamas to agree to a ceasefire that would allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Secretary of State Blinken said Friday that if Hamas agrees to the latest proposed ceasefire, not only would it allow for more humanitarian aid to get into Gaza, but also pave the way for talks on an enduring resolution to the conflict.
The issue is whether Hamas will decide or not to have a ceasefire that would benefit everyone. The ball is in their court. We're working intensely on it, and we'll see what they do.
The Palestinian militant group left talks in Cairo aimed at reaching an agreement to pause fighting ahead of Ramadan amid fears violence could escalate during the Muslim fasting month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories have expanded by a record amount. Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories have expanded by a record amount and risk eliminating any practical possibility of a Palestinian state.
The report documented 24,300 new Israeli housing units in the occupied West Bank during a one-year period to October 2023, which it said was the highest since monitoring began in 2017. Israel, which captured the West Bank in the 1967 Middle East War, claims a biblical birthright to the land where settlements are expanding. Its military says it is conducting counter-terrorism operations in the West Bank and is targeting suspected militants. Israel's diplomatic mission in Geneva said that the report should have included the deaths of 36 Israelis in 2023. The five-month-old Gaza war has put a renewed focus on a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, as foreseen by the Oslo